Introduction. From the outset, the Atlantic Alliance and the broader Atlantic community that enlightened American policymakers hoped would grow from it was built upon a delicate balance between American leadership and American pressure for its West European partners to share the burdens and responsibilities of leading what was then called, quote, the free world, unquote. Once the countries of Western Europe had rebuilt their devastated economies and reestablished the democratic foundations of their states, successive U.S. administrations looked to move from sponsorship to partnership. American policymakers, however, assumed too easily that that partnership would not challenge U.S. leadership. Since they saw themselves as representing the best of the common values that the free world shared, they expected like-minded governments to pursue like-minded policies. They also assumed that West European integration would create a coherent partner, a united Europe, with the resources and the decision-making capability to respond to U.S. initiatives.